Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, we continue here in Shaar B'tochen Perek Dalet. And here the Chavos Levavos tells us an important yesod, where B'tochen is different. Until now we're talking about B'tochen, everything is in the hands of Hashem. Last time we got together we learned that even if someone insults you and curses you, it's all from the Rabbein Shel Olam, and you have to forgive the person, not only that, you have to do chesed to the person. It's all from the Rabbein Shalom. But there's one area where a person should not, you should not use bitachon. Everything he says, everything we said till now about bitachon, there's a big area where it doesn't apply. And that is in regard to mitzvahs. The chayvus that are mutalim, the obligations that are on our bodies and our hearts, that are only between me and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, not for people, and nobody else has any, it's no toeles or nezek, there's no value or damage to somebody else, it's just between me and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So then, there's no bitachon. Things like fasting, tzoyim, tefillah, davening, Sukkah, Lulav, Tzitzis, Shabbos, refraining from Averis, all these chayvus on the body in regard to mitzvahs of Averis, and chayvus levavus, what to believe in, what not to believe in, to have your shemayim, that the value or the damage has to do with me and my neshama, and no other people are involved. So here, he says, I'll explain to you, it's a whole different mahalach in bitachon. And he has a tefillah, he says, I'll explain to you, please guide me on the emes of egg. Because this is really a bit of a chiddush, this is mamash the encyclopedia of bitachon. He goes into every possible phase and aspect of bitachon. I don't know anybody, not that I've studied everything in the world, but I don't know anybody even touches upon this whole subject. Suddenly, bitachon is different over here. It comes to mitzvahs. He really is very thorough. He said like this. He says, you know, a mitzvah or an aveira can only be done with a confluence of three events. It takes three steps to do a mitzvah or to refrain from an aveira. Three steps. Number one, libay umatzpuna yivchar boy sapula. Number one, you have to employ bechira, free choice, that your heart and your conscience decide to do or not to do this particular action. That's the first step. Second thing is that shiachlit v'yizbain in lasas is hapula shabachar ba. It's two things. Only the Chavos Levavos would be so precise. He divides into two. Number one, I have the bechira that I want to do it or don't want to do it. So you have the ratzon. You have a free choice on ratzon, on that this is what I want to do. Then you have to decide a second decision, the second step, that I have to decide that I want to now do it in the bepoil. So the first step is that I want to mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah this year. The second step is, it's very nice, I want to mekayim sukkah this year, but I have to make achlata to actually go ahead and build the sukkah. It's very dakasdik, the difference between the two. You have to make a decision. So there's a choice and a decision. And sometimes there's a long step between the choices. We choose to go on a diet, but until you decide that that's it. It starts today.
Maybe the first is a desire.
Well, he says bechira. You have a choice to do it. You desire, called desire. But the desire is still only very intellectual and very vague. Then there's achlata, decision, right, to actually do it.
Right.
Achlata. It's another step. It's another step. What?
Maybe that's it. It's the first step.
Well, that's what he said. Yeah. And the third thing is, and then the third step is the shtadlus to do it actually. You're doing it. You're there. You're building the sukkah. Your mama's holding with the hammer. Who else would divide this? But he really goes into our koichas hanefesh. So he says the first two things, which is the bechira and the achlata, the bechira is the desire, let's call it, and the achlata is the actual decision, the firm commitment, the mental commitment. So anybody who has been talking over here, he says, is tos v'tipshus, idiot. He's crazy. In other words, he's going to say, I'll wait for Hashem to put it in my head. So here, drasha from the Rav. You know, this year, guys, sukkah. You know, none of sukkahs in the neighborhood. This year, I didn't see any sukkahs. I want some sukkahs in the neighborhood. She say, very nice speech. You know, if God wants me to make a sukkah, He's going to give me a passion for sukkah. So Rebbeinu wants me to have a sukkah. You know, it's going to just come into me. That's it. Rebbeinu, I'm waiting. Give me the desire for sukkah. That's ridiculous. In other words, even though, as much as we said in regard to the pursuit of material things, a person is very passive. And before you get involved in investing in the stock market, you can say, Rebbeinu, I need a sign. I don't know if this is for me. Because in Gashmias, you have to be very comfortable with something. If you have the slightest doubt, maybe it's not for me, maybe it's dangerous, maybe it's wasting money. Stay out. When in doubt, stay out. Unless you're really comfortable with it. In Gashmias, you can say, I'm waiting for the Rebbeinu to push me. That's fine. In my job, I can say, of course, if you made a commitment to do your job, we said many times, if you have a job and you're supposed to be there 9 to 5, then that's it. You better be there at 9 o'clock. You better be at your job today. You know, if you're going to wait for your choice, you know, whether you want to do this, you be there today. So once you've made a commitment, you're stuck. You got to do it. But before you make a decision to take this job, you got to be, I must be very, very careful. Make sure I'm really happy with this. But in Ruchnias, don't be so happy. I don't know if this year I'll be happy with the sukkah. I don't know, sukkah, it's a little cold outside and, a little ostentatious, the sukkah. I'm building this big sukkah. I'll wait till God puts the passion in my heart to build the sukkah. He says, that's a tipish. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, Hashem gave you Bechira to decide whether to serve Him or to rebel against Him. And the Shtein Torah, U Bechar to Bechayim. You have to be Bechar to Bechayim. So Bechira is our job. And this is, don't be talking. Don't say, I'll wait for Hashem to put it in my heart. Now, I'm going to tell you a little later that we'll see. He's very extreme on this, and I think there's some exceptions to the rule. But so he says, the Bechira to do the mitzvah and the Achlata to do the mitzvah, that's up to us. Do not wait for God to push you. But the third thing is, which is the Hashlama, very fast. This is very fast. Now you'll see why he talked divided into three parts. To the Hashlama, to finish off the mitzvah, to actually do it, this already is not so pashut, because I need siyata d'shmaya to actually build a sukkah, because, you know, I got two left hands. I don't know how to build sukkahs. I'm going to build a sukkah. What's for a shaykh of sabich medas sukkah? I don't know how to build sukkahs. And I go to, and you know, there's a sukkah outlet. I don't know exactly which sukkah to buy. And what's the easiest one to put up? And there's expensive ones and not such expensive ones, and the screws, other stuff. I've built many sukkahs in my life, and it can be a very shver mitzvah, as you all know yourselves. I remember the first sukkah I built, boy, that was a project. Wow. I don't know the first thing about building. The bachur in the yeshiva says, I'll help you. I was in Kaila, this is maybe 30 years ago. I was just married. The guy, I'll help you out. I'll build a sukkah with you. Oh, great. Go to the lumber yard, buying lumber, buying drills, buying screws, bolts, paneling. Finally, there was a whole project. I needed a truck to transfer. It took me days. What did I get myself into over here? This was such an ASIC. I suddenly became a builder. So I needed the last Siyata Shemaya to finish that sukkah. I finished it right before Yom Tov. So to finish off the mitzvah, you need Siyata Shemaya. Find the Shlalom should help you finish it off.
Maybe that's Bashar of Machshava Toiva Kamaisa, because the first two is Taki, you Machshava, and you have control over. The third thing, let's say you don't have enough money, the Maisa, well, maybe
that's what he says, exactly. Lashon, Tali Begarmim Sheinam Biodeno. These things, once you're starting with the physical aspect, this is not entirely in your hand, so what are you supposed to do about it? So, my Rebbe Reb Chaim Stein, when he was in Russia running away during the war, So he had nothing with him, and it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and they were desperate to get a shofar in the middle of nowhere. So he passed by a farm. So he had a chlat, he decided he wanted to do the mitzvah of shofar, and he made up his mind to do the mitzvah of shofar. But who is the shofar? There is no shofar. And he went from farm to farm in this rural area, and they found a keves, a ram. They found a ram. And they paid the owner to give him a horn. Somehow they got the horn. He shechted it for them, and they gave him a horn. But it's not enough. You have the bone inside the horn. And it's very hard to get out. You have to really cook it, and it's a big asik. And he was cooking it, and wiggling it, and jiggling it, and it was mamash, the sun, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, the sun was mamash going under the horizon. I thought it was mamash shkia. And right before the tip of the sun hit the horizon, that second the bone fell out, and he had a shofar for Rosh Hashanah. So, to do the actual shtadlis needs the Yachad Shmaya, who says that you're going to get the shayfer. He was Eichel. So he says, therefore, he's, if a person like this, Ferdinand says, I will not make any choices. I'm such a Balbi Tong, if I care, I'm a big tzaddik. I don't do anything on my own. I'm not going to choose, and I'm not going to decide to do a mitzvah until the Rebbe Shalom puts them ahead. I'm an Eved Neman. I do nothing without the Rebbe Shalom. I'm a total airhead. I got just air in my head. I got nothing. He's a tippish, and he has strayed from the straight path. And he has left the normal, the path of normalcy. Because the Rebbe Shalom intends that we should make our own choices. Absolutely, make our own choices, and it's foolish to say he'll put it in your head. Now he says, now explain you why, he says, I'll tell you why, and this is Vayta Chavaz Avavas. What's taka the reason, what's the difference between Avodas Hashem and Sharidon the Olam? Ligabi, my prendos, or Ligabi buying a new suit, I can say, I don't know if I need a new suit or not. I don't really know. So I have to have a simon from the Rebbe Shalom. So I wasn't going to buy a new suit, but I happened to go with one of my sons to the suit store before Pesach. And, I can't even afford the suits my sons buy, you know, I can't afford such things. Who can afford, you know, maybe lucky I get a hand-me-up, one of their leftovers, you know, I can't afford the shoes they buy. Can't afford the hats they buy. After they're finished, for sure I can't afford. So I went to the suit store, and, I had no machshava for a suit whatsoever. But the salesman, such a good salesman, said, how about you? How about the father? Is the father in the suit? Nah, I don't need a suit. But I got the perfect suit for you. It's like a real, and it's on sale. Oh, really? I know your sale. Your sales are more expensive than the regular stores. No, this is a real sale. This is a real sale. And he shows me a suit, and just try it on. You'll just love it. I try it on. Mom, it fits me like a glove. It fits me perfect in my new size. And it was like it was just made to order for me. I need a suit. I didn't even think about a suit. And why did they come to the store? I hate going shopping. I hate going to the suit store. I never even walk into the store. And the price is right, and everything is good. They even do tailoring. They do the shotless for you. And it's so simple. And, okay, it must be Mishamayim. I better buy the suit. I need the suit. I just hate going shopping. So I buy the suit. I'm very tzafid. So I waited for the buy. I didn't go looking for a suit. They're brushing like, he put it in my hands. He like said, you got to take this suit. You just have to buy the suit. As I get this, and Gashmias, you can wait to get some money from the Rebbe Shalom. But in Ruchnias, it says, what the chilek? He says, because, it's exactly the word. He says, because by suits, there is no Shulchan Aruch for suits. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, go to the right place, or go to Emporio, or go to this place, or this outlet, or go to Mo Ginsburg. It's statenish, where you get a suit. But a mitzvah state, on sukkahs, you have to make a sukkah. So therefore, anything, like I always say, even the things that do with the shul, I feel, you know, I have no sheet that someone says in the Shulchan Aruch. You know, it's got to be like that, you know. It doesn't say a Shulchan Aruch, though you have to have a mechitza like this. You can get a mechitza, a different kind of mechitza. You know, could have been a different flower. If it's stayed in the Shulchan Aruch, I can't go crazy over something. So it's stayed in the Shulchan Aruch. Aber a sukkah stayed in the Shulchan Aruch. So anything that says in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Torah HaKadosha, here already, then tak, it's up to me. I have to do it. So I stay. So I must choose it. But the suit, the what kind of house to buy, the stayed in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to buy a house, bachlal, maybe you should rent. Maybe you should rent an apartment. Maybe stay on the west side. Who says I should move to Muncie? This is Alster Rebbe Shalom. So therefore, he says, that's the first reason. So in Ruchnias, it says, B'feirish, I know what Hashem wants. In Ruchnias, I know what Hashem wants. In Gashmias, I don't know. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. And secondly, he says another reason. That's the first thing. So therefore, we're tipshim to be samech under Rebbe Shalom. Because he did the work for us already. Hashem said what he wants from us already. So what are you waiting for more? Hashem said, I want you to build a sukkah. I want you to have a pair of tefillin. What's a shayach around tefillin today? I told you put on tefillin. What shayach to think about you waiting for me? I told you already. That's the Eshtazach. He's a tippish. Again, he emphasized a tippish. And the second thing is that he says, this is the main nekuda. In the Gnyan, the Oilam Azeh, when it comes to material matters, things of this world, sometimes they haven't saw the means that a person chooses. I need parnasa. So I figure, wow, this is a great investment. And someone just going to this hot stock tip. Or someone talking about this great job. Many times, the great tip on the stock market or the great job that someone gives to me turns out to be the worst thing in the world. And it looks good in the beginning. In the end, it turns out to be mamish my disaster. So when any time you're dealing with gashmias, you never know. You just never know. You just don't know. You don't know if it's good or not. Mashenkin and Ruchnias, he says, it has to be good. It can't come out bad. It is the good that comes out of doing a mitzvah, and the bad that comes out of doing an aveira. Lo yehafech, lo yischalif, lo oilo mashu, will never change. You cannot lose. And since it's definitely good, so you have to choose it. You have no choice. It's definitely chayim. V'charta v'chayim. So the truth of the matter is, this is his yisoid. Now, the truth of the matter is, though, it's not so simple. And because really, in the Nyani Ruchni, it's also, there's a lot of bechiris. This is very nice. But I'm sure you all agree that in Ruchni is too, there's a lot of choices to be made. There's a lot of choices to make. So Vada you have to put on tefillin. But how much to spend on the tefillin? Big problem. You have to buy a pair of tefillin for the Benitza Bacher. How much do we spend? Which sofer to go to? Who's the best one? Should I search further? This is a very good cipher. They'll go fight the Mekem Shiga there. There's a lot of choices, a lot of options. What Masechta to learn? I have to learn. What Masechta to learn? Here it says, B'makash li b'chafetz. I have to make my own choices. Yesterday I announced that we're going to have Yom Kippur Katan at 7:15 on Thursday. So that was a shtickle. I had a very big wrestling in my heart about doing that announcement. So I wanted to announce on Shabbos with the hope that maybe we'll get a minyan. But on the other hand, I really give a shir at 7:30 on Thursday night in our Sameach. So I can't, on the Rama Paskins, this is my favorite, Pesach the Rama, you can't be in two places at once. Even I can't be in two places. A lot of me, but I can't. I might have a split personality, but I still can't be in two places at once. I can't.
Raivad agree with that?
What? There's no Hasagat of Raivad on that either. So how can I make such an announcement? So I was back and forth. I said, you know, I usually daven Yom Kippur in the winter. There's no meaning here b'chlam minchas. I go elsewhere. I have my favorite places, Yom Kippur Katan. I have my few hideouts, Yom Kippur Katan here in town, very geshmakim and yonim. The summer, and there's a possibility, I try to make Yom Kippur Katan this Thursday. I don't know. I wasn't intending to do it, but then I made the announcement that's Yom Tfilah, the Gedolim, it's Yom Tfilah, so how could we not have Yom Kippur Katan over here? So back and forth before the announcement, should I? This is a Ruchis Dikas Shailah, to tell us a Ravim. Me personally, it's a big tircha. I have to go and change my whole schedule. I have to get someone to give my class for me. It's a big asik. It's a headache. It's a big headache for me to change schedules. On the other hand, the Ravim, I have to worry about the Ravim, my entire Ravim. What am I doing about my Shefalach over here? My flock over here? The poor the lambs will go lost. They need Yom Kippur cotton. They don't know they don't give a Yom Kippur cotton. But I know they need Yom Kippur cotton. So what am I going to do about my flock? So I finally decided that I'll put the flock first, and somehow my schedule will. But that's bechira. So there's plenty of bechiras in Ruchnias. There's no question. And tzedakah is not a bechira. How much? I mean, I'm giving meiser finally. Maybe I give whatever I decide to give. But now the meiser, how do I give it out? Who do I give it out to? Boy, this requires Ruch HaKadosh, big Ruch HaKadosh. Who do you give it out to? So the truth is, I want to make this very clear that the Chavos of Avos doesn't go into that detail. And that's a very big detail. I would say it's almost, we have more problems with deciding a Ruchnias than a Gashmias, because I think most of us are Gashmias, we pretty much, we have it organized, a lot of things. And every day we have big problems. Every day I have to decide, you know, how fast should I daven, how slow should I daven? Am I in a rush, am I not? I have a lot of Ruchnias that can problem. Of course I'm going to daven, but how fast am I going to daven? And how much time am I going to learn? Am I going to learn the Gemara quickly? Am I going to learn the Gemara slowly? Am I going to think about this Chiddush or not think about this Chiddush? Will I learn Be'iyun or not Be'iyun? Will I say that? How will I say my Tillim? This pace or a little faster? That changes every day. My Ruchnias changes constantly. It's changing all the time. It's changing all the time. Should I wear cotton tzitzis today or should I wear wool tzitzis today? Is it hot? Is it cold? I got all kinds of problems. There's all kinds of Ruchnias to make a decision. So I'll make it clear that in Ruchnias there's plenty of decisions. He just means to say whether I should do the mitzvah or not, or whether I should. And actually this goes, I guess, maybe into the third part. Maybe that's back to the third part. So he said the third level, that's probably means the third level. Whether to do the mitzvah or not, this is totally up to me. Totally up to me. But once I'm doing the mitzvah, the gemar of the mitzvah, the actual implementation, this is a lot, this is the last Yat Shemayim. So the thing you have to be talking to Hashem is the Gemar Maisa Mitzvah. Once you made a Bechira, Belev, Shalim, and Nemon. I made up my mind, I chose the Mitzvah. I decided I'm definitely going to do the Mitzvah. I'm going to do it absolutely with alacrity and speed. I'm going to do it Kavon L'Shem Shemayim. That's all up to me, to do L'Shem Shemayim. That's up to me. To do it L'Shem Shemayim, to do it as quickly as possible. But I need to daven to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, v'chuyavim l'schanein l'fanav, I must daven to Hashem. Fakir, there I have to daven to Hashem. Here Fakir, it's a big bitachon, that he should help me to finish the mitzvah right. And that's what David HaMelech says in Tilum Chafei, hadricheini b'amitecha. Hadricheini means Hashem mamish lahadrich, means to have a madrich. Be my madrich, Rabbeinu Shloilam, that's my counselor. Not my Rebbe, my counselor. There's a difference between a Rebbe and a counselor. The Rebbe just teaches you about mitzvahs. The counselor Kiyam says, okay, we're going daven mincha now. Let's go. The madrich is my own personal little fellow on my back over here. The madrich. Hadricheni b'amitecha. The Rebbe, you be my counselor over here. V'lamdeni and teach me. Ki ato elehe yishi. You are my salvation. O yisro ki v'isi kol hayoim. So we need hadracha. Not just the Rebbe, you need Hadracha before the Malamed, he says. So, the Rebbe Shlomo is Malamed me already, he taught me Torah that I have to do the mitzvahs. But now, when it comes to the Kima mitzvahs that need Hadracha. Hadracha, that's exactly the word. I know I have to daven, I have to give a shiur on Thursday night. I know we have to have a kippah Thursday night. So I need to see after the Shemaya to somehow be in two places at once, or somehow figure out how I can actually do this b'poil. Or he says, Vaiter, in Tzilun Kuf Yutes, Hadricheini b'nesiv mitzvah secha. Kivoy chafasti. It's mom. He said, that's mom. It's the pasuk. Kivoy chafasti. I already made the decision that I want the mitzvah. So now that I made I have the chayfetz and the chayshek, because it was too cold to close the door. If you have the chayfetz and the chayshek, so then hadricheini ben nesiv mitzvah secha. The actual road, the actual approach to the mitzvah, that already is hadricheini. And it says, Vayter, derech amuna bacharti. Derech amuna bacharti. I chose the derech. And now you, Rabbi Shlom, get me there. The vakti b'desecha, the noi, al tevisheni. I have been dovek, I was dovek, I cling to your edus. And don't embarrass me, Rabbi Shlom, that we should have a minion, you know? And don't embarrass me, no one's going to show up. You know, so I can make up all the things in the world that will have a shir, and nobody shows up. You know, it's a problem. And today we almost didn't have a minion because they had this other event over here. So, it didn't happen by itself. I came at 12 o'clock last night, and we set up the things differently, so we have a minion here. It didn't just happen by itself. You have to daven that we should be able to continue this thing over here. And David Mel says, Vaiter, Val tatzel mipi dvar emes ad moid, ki lemishpatecha yicholti. Hashem, do not take away from my mouth something which is really true, because I am yearning for your mishpatim, for your laws. In other words, I have the yearning. My bechir is to have the yearning. So I yearn to learn Torah, but maybe I'll say falsh. I yearn to teach Torah. Maybe I won't say good. Maybe my mouth will say the wrong things. Maybe in the heat of it, I'll say something that shouldn't be said. It happens. I said a wrong thing yesterday during a shir. Baruch Hashem, no one caught me. No one caught me. I said yesterday, see, you say things just, you know, you just, I said that Bikurim, no one caught me, thank heavens. I thought I'd lose my job for sure. That's all over. That's it. I'm unemployed. I said, Bikurim, you bring Bikurim from the Chameshas Minim. Bikurim comes from fruits. That we all know. It's a Chiddush. I like to say it with a Chiddush because you don't realize Bikurim comes from grain as well. Because everyone thinks it's only from fruits that grow on the tree. But from grains, which I have Bikurim, you know, you think Bikurim is on fruits. But Allah says Bikurim is on grain as well. On grain. But I said the Chameshas Minim. That's not true. It's only on the two grains of Chita Masaira, which are two of the seven Shedishtavach Be'eretzol. So in the seven things the Eretzol is praised for, five are fruits, right? Gefen, Tein, Rimon, Zeshem, and Dvash. But the first two are Chita Sora, so Chita Masaira you have to bring Bikurim for. So Chita Masaira you have to bring Bikurim. But not from Sheep and Shebel Shul and the Kusman. From rye, oats, and barley. Rye, oats, and spelt, you don't have to bring Bikurim. So I said the wrong thing. So I wasn't Zoycha. He said, David Mel says, I'll tatzel me pidzvar emes ad ma'oid. I said, a shtickle emes. I was two-fifths correct. Two out of the five grains you bring from. So I quickly have to lift this. She says, I said something wrong. I better look up the Rambam. Maybe, usually you put all five grains together. Look at the Rambam. No. It's only the two grains. So, but since no one caught me, I guess I get away with it. I mean, don't tell me by now, everybody say. So, you have to be zoicha to say the right thing, not to say, I said a shir last week. That's so careful with tapes. I said a shir, and I quoted the Gemara in Yevamos, and the Einger found that the pasuk that the Gemara in Yevamos brought down was a pasuk in Koheles. I usually look up every Maariv Malkum before I give a shir. Always look it up. I had to make 100% sure. I just didn't look up this Gemara because I thought I knew it so well. And I said, It's a pasuk in Koheles. Believe me, nobody knew the difference. Again, nobody knew. But I looked up later on, it wasn't a pasuk in Koheles. It was a pasuk nowhere. It was a pasuk of Ben Sira, Gerada, from Sefer Ben Sira, which is not even in part of Tanakh. It sounds like Koheles. So you have to be zoichi. You see, you can play this pasuk, and now it's on the tape forever and ever. And I don't know if these people are going to know. I don't think too many people are going to know this. But my chances are very good in the present situation of Yediyas HaTanach that I'll get away with it. But David Amel says, "I'll tattle me feeds var emes ad ma'oy." Very emes. So the pasuk I said was emes. It wasn't very emes. I gave a little mar mock in this room. The pasuk is the same pasuk, but the statement is the same. But my purpose is the mitzvah yichalti. So he says, all these psukim you see that David Amelach alav Hashalom, he bachar ba'atzma avodas Hashem. He himself chose avodas Hashem. But he davened for two things. Number one, that Hashem should help him l'rakez as machshavoysav u'lechazek as bechiros avodas Hashem. He asked, I chose to do it, but I need concentration, I need focus. It's like Meredith. He said, I need to be focused. A person can make decisions. We all make a lot of decisions. Make a lot of decisions in the morning. This is the day I'm going to really learn today. I'm going to do some mitzvahs today. I'm going to be a good father today. I'm going to spend quality time with my family. I'm not going to go play golf today. So I made my bechira. I'm going to do the right things today. But the good choices get dissipated very quickly. So first, David HaMelech says you have to daven for concentration and focus and achlota. So it's a new shtickle over here. Even though he said a minute ago, the Chovos Levavos, that our bechira is to choose and to decide. Now he's telling us, even the decision requires. So people ask me, what's the secret of a good diet? Rabbi's supposed to know everything, right? What's the secret of a diet? I said, Manishtana had diet as them, they call it diets. Why is this diet working on the diet? Because there's a Weight Watchers Club in the Gemara. Tosfos has a Weight Watchers Club. You can join Tosfos Weight Watchers Club? Free. You don't have to pay anything for it. No slim fast. It's gevalt. Tosfos in Ksubas, I hope I'm quoting it right. You see, Rabbi, I hope I'm quoting the right thing. I believe it's Ksubas Dafkuv Dalid. Zog Tosfos. Achata Mespalel. Sheyichnasu Divrei Torah L'Toich Meyecha. Hav Mespalel. Sheyichnasu Megdonim. Umadanim L'Toich Meyecha. He says, before you daven, better than davening, that Torah should come into your belly, daven first that no goodies and goodies and all kinds of condiments shouldn't come into your belly. In other words, you should daven, before you daven to vecheshek to learn, you have to daven to not a vecheshek for all the goodies. So people it was the great shmorg and the great Viennese table. They're not doing any favors. Because every little Viennese table, every desire for this little Viennese table and this shmorg knocks out a desire for Torah. So before you have a desire, first before you daven to have a desire for Torah, you have to knock out the anti-Torah element. Because you have, like the Chosvava says, a taiva for Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is like having fire and water in the same bowl, the same cereal bowl. You can't have a fire and water in the same bowl. So you can't have a cheshek for Olam Haba and for Ruchnias and a cheshek and a lust for Olam Hazeh in the same heart. So if Zabtai says first you have to daven before you daven for Torah, for a cheshek for Torah, you have to have daven. You should have a cheshek for the goodies and the sweets and all the goodies, all the nash, all the unessential foods. Only nutritious food. Nutritious, fine. Non-nutritious, so you have to daven. So it's not enough. So therefore you can make a achlot, I have to go on a diet. So you have bechira, ushmartem, is nafshir seichem, it's mitzvah deraisa, to go on a diet. Mitzvah deraisa, to go exercise every day. It's mitzvah deraisa, that chilut zatzamas, no question about it. Biggest mitzvah, to take care of your body. Haklein alach, in the body is a grace alach in the neshama, as the Veld says. Little hole in the body is like a big hole in your soul. But you got daven. So you have to daven first. If you want to know the ultimate diet, it's the Tosfos diet. We're gonna market this one. Soon we have the big board symbol, TOS symbol, Nasdaq and the big board. I'm not sure where we should go, but we're gonna go TOS symbol on the sticker, the Tosfos slim fast diet. Daven. So up to the Melech, a person. It says like this: two reasons why our original bechira gets lost. Number one. He says we have tirdas olam hazeh. The tirdas olam hazeh, they mamish. We have get up in the morning fresh. We have a big achlata. This is the day to learn. This is the day to daven. This is the day to good things. I'll be a good husband. I'll be a good father. I'll be a good son. I'll be a good balabas. Hardest thing to do. I'll be a good balabas. I'll be nice to the rav today. But then the tirdas olam come and you forget about it. So David HaMelech says this is pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim Pei Vav. So David yached levavi. Liyira shemecha, yachid levavi. Put my heart together. Don't let me suffer from fragmentation of the soul. That's why Hasidim say before a mitzvah, L'shem Yichud. They didn't make it up. Many people are against L'shem Yichud. New tefillah. Does state in Pasuk. Yachid Levavi. That's L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud means I'm Yachid myself with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't want to get scattered away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to focus on Hashem. And don't let my original, solid, firm decision get dissipated into nothingness. Because the minute I get in the world, my mind gets so crazy and scattered in a million different directions that I lose my original focus. Yichud. So it says, Yachid Levavi Le'ira Shemecha. Put my heart together. And it says, Vaiter. Galenai, Vavita Lumflaz Mitar Secha. Havir Aina Mereshav. David Mel says, it's very nice to ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to open my eyes up to see miracles in the Torah. But if my eyes are distracted by a lot of other things I shouldn't be looking at, the Torah, I'll be blind. So that's why there's another pasuk on Kuf Yotes. Havir Aina Mereshav. Keep my eyes away from seeing Pusta Zachen, empty things, worthless things. Hat Libi El Desecha. Hashem, push my heart towards your Eidos. And other tefillahs like that. So the first thing he says, so therefore he said like this, the first thing the Melech davened is that my original commitment should stay a commitment that shouldn't get just lost, like it often does. And we shouldn't get distracted. Number two, the Hashem, you daven not only for a strength of heart and strength of mind and commitment, but you have to daven for strength of body, that the Rebbeinu should give me the koyach. You give me the koyach. So many times I say, oh, I'd love to get a daven v'sikin. Gvalt v'gazav daven v'sikin. But today v'sikin is very early. I'm afraid, I'm really afraid of daven v'sikin. I'll be so tired by 10 o'clock. It's not worth it. I'll bush it, I'll peter out. I mean, if I get that early in the morning, I mean, it'll be yatzah schar v'seido. But it's a great thing v'sikin. It's a gvalt v'gazav. A lot of times I want to do certain things. I want to do certain mitzvahs. But it comes at a toll. So you have to daven that the Rebbeinu Shem should give me the physical koyach, he says, that I should be able to talk and do it b'shlemus. And that's why he says what David HaMelech said in Kapitel Kuf Yotes, which is all about Avos Torah Mitzvahs, Hadricheni B'Nesiv Mitzvah Secha. And he said, Vayter, So'odeni V'Vashaya, support me, Sa'ad, be my crutch, be my support, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, make me strong that I should be able to physically be able to do what I'm committed to. Let me just conclude, Rabbi Yisai, a very interesting chiddush, which is mamish, you know, things that just happen. Punkt from this week's parsha, I saw something very, very beautiful in Bitachon that absolutely is it reinforces this entire philosophy just espoused by the Chavos Levavos. As we marvel Sedra, it's a good thing to do that, you know. If the daven do that also. Every week I daven to be able to finish the Sedra. This is a long two Sedras. So I always start Sunday morning, I always get till Sheni, till Shlishi, Shnai Mikra, Echad Targum, Rashi, Elul Ramban, Elul Arachayim HaKadosh. I guess the Ravi, Chamishi, you know, it's getting later in the week, I get a little busier, you know, it peters out. Some weeks I'm Zoicha to do the entire, sometimes, you know, I do it, zip it off, I do it somehow, I rattle it off right before Shabbos maybe. You have to daven for time and koyach to fulfill mitzvahs. So Bahar was, this was the earlier part, so it was easier. So, I'm reading the Pasuk in Bahar, Vayikrach, Perek, Chafei, Pasuk, Yudches. Vashem promises, you do the mitzvahs properly, you keep Shemitah, all the good things. V'yashavtem ala oret lavetach. And you should, lavetach, oh, my favorite word, betach. You will dwell in the earth, in this land of Israel, lavetach, with security. Security. What is the Targum, what is the Aramaic for its security, for betach? Interesting. Targum is very important. The Targum gives us a whole new understanding of a word. I told you once from Rav Futner says, Gevalt Gevort. It says, Or is a rule at Tzadik, Uli Yishrei Leif Simcha. What is the Targum of Yashar? What's a Yishrei Leif? So if the Targum of Yishrei Leif is Teritze Liba. Teritze Liba. What does Teritze Liba mean? So Rav Futner, Gevalt Gevort, he says, most people, they look around the room, they look around all the people, they have a lot of kashas on people. Why'd you come late? Why don't you do this for me? Why don't you wish me happy birthday? Why weren't you nicer to me? Why did you ignore me? Why don't you come to my simcha? Why this, that? Everyone has tainus on people. Where were you? Huh? Why don't you smile at me? Most of you have kashas on people. That's a crooked person. A yosher is teritzi libe. His heart is full of terutzim. Oh yeah, I'm a lamed chusim, the guy. A straight person looks to see the straight way in life. Not make life an obstacle course. I want to be friendly with you, but I can't because you're not nice to me. What's with you? Why do you send your kids to that school? I don't like that school. I don't like you. You know, I don't like you. You know, Well, why do you have such a... I don't like what your haircut is, actually. It also, I have a lot of cash on you. I don't like your choice of polo shirts. And you got a lot of problems with you, you know? So, bekitzer, most people have kashas on people. That's the krum people. Straight people look for terutzim, gewalt. So you see, you can learn something from the Targum. So what's the Targum of bitachon? Rochtzon. Like we say, bey anorochitz. Bey anorochitz. In you, I have my faith. The Targum of levetach is lerochtzon. What's that lerochtzon? Gewalt. Lerochtzon, lashon rechitza, to be clean. The only way to be clean is to be a baal bitachon. Like David HaMelech says, Erchatz b'nikoyon kapai. I will wash my hands with cleanliness. Why do people sully themselves with a little gazelle, a little faking off, faking the government, cheating the insurance companies, cheating on this, cheating on that, always cutting corners, doing this, cheating their customers, all kinds of stuff, cheating themselves. Why do people lie, little lies, big lies? Why are we not clean? Why do we sully ourselves in many different ways? Because we have to be talking, we think we're in charge. I bet if I don't do this, I'm going to lose a lot of money. I can't be honest, Rabbi. I just can't. I can't do it straight. I can't do it straight. I got to do it. I can't. If you have faith in the Rabbi Shalom, just do it right. Then Hashem takes care of it. It's not your job. Hashem doesn't ask you to sully yourself, to dirty yourself. So the Targum of the Levetach is the Rav. If you want to be clean, you have to. That's what I said originally. But now that I learned the Chavos of Avos, I look at it as the opposite. The only way to have bitachon is to be clean. The Chavos of Avos says, bitachon is, I can have all the bitachon, I have achlata, I have a bechir, I want to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's till I get to the office. But when the first guy comes to me and says, you know, unless you're going to do this and this, cut this corner and sign this paper that's wrong, I'm not going to give you the job. So if I'm clean from desire and from greed, and if I clean myself, and I'm not going to allow myself to get filthied and sullied and distracted, then my bitachon stays bitachon. Because really, be'etzim the bar is like this. That be'emes, every one of us, our natural desire is bitachon. As much as a child is drawn to his parents magnetically, a child naturally loves his parents. You don't have to teach a child, love your mommy and daddy. You don't have to teach a child, go running to mommy and daddy. The child instinctively runs to mommy and daddy. He instinctively runs to mommy and daddy. When he gets older, he becomes a wise guy. But his common instinct is run to mommy and tati. So too, our instincts run to the Rabbanu Shlom. Our instinct is put our full faith in the Rabbanu Shlom. Our instinct is put full faith in the Rabbanu Shlom. The only thing is, we get sullied, we get distracted, we get other things. We're not, our souls are not clean. Our neshamas aren't clean. Our bellies are full of other things. So, l'rochtzon is the targum of levetach, because the only way to have real bitachon is the erchatz v'nikoy and kapai. And only then, when I clean myself off, then I will make the focus of my life, the focal point will be the mizbeach, and not my business, not my office, not my telephone, my fax, my computer. I'll know that the source of my success comes from the Mizbeach Hashem. The Mizbeach Hashem, that is the makom of my hatzlacha, that's my bracha comes from. But first I have to clean off all the other stuff that sullies my faith. But when I come to the core of my reality, then I know that Emes is Rabbanu Shlom. So it works hand in hand. You can only be clean from sin with bitachon. And by being clean, that's how a person mechazik is bitachon. So the targum of levetach is L'rochza, kach nirali bez Hashem is bar. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll continue with Hashem next week.